This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. There's not much time left to meet the Friday application deadline for two programs aimed at getting Alaskans into health careers. High school juniors and seniors can apply for the Della Keats program or the Alaska Native Community Advancement in Psychology program, which also accepts college students, and both programs do accept non-natives. The Della Keats program, which is named after an Inupiaq traditional healer, covers travel as needed and provides a stipend for students to stay in a dorm at the University of Alaska Anchorage and attend college classes. The goal is to help the students get ready to study and train for health careers. Della Keats program co-director Renee Contreras says the field offers a lot of opportunities, particularly for Alaska Natives.
The Indian Health Service has built a lot of really, really nice state-of-the-art hospitals in Alaska. I was at the one in Nome, and it is a beautiful facility. And they've been doing this in a lot of the hub areas. And they are really looking to hire Alaska Natives to work in these. So there's jobs there. They get to work with their own people. They understand their own people the best.
Students attend college classes and seminars, hear presentations by health professionals, and spend time job shadowing healthcare providers. Della Keats program co-director Dr. Ian Van Tetz says job shadowing gives students a good sense of the responsibilities of various jobs and shows them the range of health career options.
They may shadow a radiology technician, which they've never heard of before, and then they might shadow an emergency room doctor, and then they might shadow a geriatric nurse. We always make sure they have shadows at the Pioneer Home, so learning about being a health aide or being a nurse or being a doctor in such an environment.
Contreras says they can accept students for a second year to learn about and work in research. He says they also hire second-year students to help first-year students.
They get homesick. They especially miss their food. But the youth peer mentors, we try and hire people, youth peer mentors, who have already been through the Della Keats program. And so they know how to spot these things, and they know how to work with the students to help them overcome those barriers.
Chantel Justice is a doctoral candidate in the University of Alaska PhD program in psychology. She says the Alaska Native Community Advancement in Psychology program supports students interested in working as behavioral health care providers or in research in the field of psychology. ANCAP provides a summer program for high school students similar to the one the Della Keats program offers. Justice says it also assists college students with tutoring, loans them equipment such as laptops and iPads, and offers scholarships. She says she and the program director help students in other ways, too.
Our services really have a wide range. For some students, it's just a matter of sitting down in my office with them and providing them some one-on-one time, especially for those people from our rural area who may not be used to living in Anchorage. I've taken students berry picking or fishing, or put them in touch with a drumming circle or with potlucks so that they can become integrated into the Alaska Native community here in Anchorage.
Both the programs are administered by the University of Alaska, Anchorage. A bill in the state legislature would help families in rural Alaska recover the bodies of loved ones sent to Anchorage for an autopsy. When a person dies under suspicious or unusual circumstances, the state has an obligation to make sure evidence is processed, which in rural Alaska means sending the body to the medical examiner's office in Anchorage. Bethel Representative Bob Heron has introduced a bill that would require the state to pay some of the costs, allow death certificates to be issued in rural areas, and allow the medical examiner's office to use telemedicine to work with local health professionals on autopsies and pre-autopsies. A snowless section of the Iditarod Trail has knocked a dozen mushers out of the race and sent one to the hospital. Mushers making their way over ice and bare ground in steep passes got banged up as their sleds slammed into trees, stumps, and rocks. 52-year-old Scott Jansen of Anchorage was knocked unconscious for an hour or so, recovered, then broke his ankle in a fall on the ice on Tin Creek, about 40 miles from Nikolai. He was medevaced to Anchorage yesterday. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.